whenever words of faith are spoken, when you pray, the yokes of bond.
Other needs are those that are essential for mere physical existence and well-being, such as food, clothing, shelter. Are you thinking about the way immigrants are often treated? How about people who are not immigrants? They are full-blooded citizens of America struggling to get a fair wage. Mere physical existence and well-being. Just trying to get that taken care of. So the people need food, clothing, shelter. Job decries the injustice of depriving people of each one of these needs, which are material and economic. Listen to some of the words that Job has to say that he spoke about this injustice when people are being deprived of those essential physical material needs. Job chapter 24, beginning at verse 1. Why does the Almighty not set times for judgment? Why must those who know him look in vain for such days? Men move boundary stones, and by doing that, they steal, they take people's property, the ones who have more power, more clout in the community. Move the stones that show where the boundary lines are. And they move those stones so that they can take property for someone who doesn't have as much pull as they have. Men move boundary stones and thereby take land from their neighbor. They pasture flocks they have stolen. They drive away the orphan's donkey and take the widow's ox in pledge. The widow. Think about how difficult it was for women back in that day, Old Testament days in general, to care for themselves. As a rule, they did not care for themselves. Their husbands cared for them, and when their husbands passed, hopefully their sons were in a position to care for them. Now, if their sons were not old enough to take care of them, then the widows had to do what they could to take care of themselves and their children, need be. Remember how one of the women ministered to by the prophet had her son, and her son's with her. Her husband had died. They had no money. And she had no clue as to how she was going to help her and her sons survive. And the prophet told her to tell him how much oil she had in the house and how many vessels. And he told her, take what you have, take the vessels that you have, stack them up, line them up, but have your sons go out and get as many vessels from your neighbors as they can. And when they had gathered up many vessels, they returned home with them. And the prophet told the widow to take what little bit of oil she had and just start pouring into the vessel. And just keep pouring and pouring and pouring until all the vessels are full. She obeyed the prophet. All the vessels were filled with oil. She was able to take care of all the needs of her family. She was cared for miraculously. But here's the point. Barring a miracle, she and her sons probably would have perished. They probably would have died. So this woman has an ox, and is all she has. She uses this ox to do what she can to make what money she can earn to provide for herself, and if she has any children, to provide for the children. This person takes, says, look, this is what you owe me, though. You're indebted to me because you owe me this. And she has no way of paying him. She has no money. So he says, okay, I'll tell you what. Give me the ox until you pay the debt. Now, the ox is all she has left to make any more money, to have any way of surviving. He takes the ox so that he can benefit from its use while she tries to gather up the money that she owes him. Now how is she going to earn any money, make any money, because he has taken her livelihood away from her? They drive away the orphan's donkey and take the widow's ox in pledge. They thrust the needy from the path and force all the poor of the land into hiding. Like wild donkeys in the desert, the poor go about their labor of foraging food. The wasteland provides food for their children. They gather fodder in the fields and glean in the vineyards of the wicked. Lacking clothes, they spend the night naked. They have nothing to cover themselves in the cold. They are drenched by mountain rains and hug the rocks for lack of shelter. The fatherless child is snatched from the breast. The infant of the poor is seized for a debt. Lacking clothes, they go about naked. They carry the sheaves, but still go hungry. They crush olives among the terraces. They tread the wine presses, yet suffer thirst. They're working and working and working and working and working hard, but they're not being compensated fairly. And so they still can't buy food. They still can't buy drink. They're still being deprived the basic necessities, despite the fact that they are working, working, working. Is that justice? And people are upset that others cry out against this kind of treatment of fellow humans. The Father said,